Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Can't Win Me Back, Billionaire in Disguise, Volume 1 by Marvin K. plunges readers into a gripping tale of love, deceit, and the quest for redemption, set against the backdrop of high society. At its core, the novel explores the complexities of human emotions and the lengths one is willing to go to protect a cherished secret. Through the lens of a billionaire living under a guise, Marvin K. masterfully unfolds a story that intertwines romance, suspense, and personal transformation. As readers are drawn into a world of luxury, hidden identities, and unresolved pasts, they are presented with a narrative that not only entertains, but also prompts introspection about truth, trust, and the true cost of love. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Art of Disguise. Marvin K.'s portrayal of a billionaire in disguise delves deep into the facets of identity and the reasons one might choose to live beneath a veneer. This narrative thread is a compelling examination of the balance between personal desires and societal expectations. Throughout the book, the protagonist's efforts to maintain his disguise in pursuit of a personal goal raise questions about authenticity, the human fear of vulnerability, and the impact of wealth and status on one's identity. This exploration is further deepened by the character's interactions with others, which reveal how disguises can affect relationships and trust. The art of disguise, as depicted, is not merely a physical or superficial act, but a complex, emotionally driven endeavor that encapsulates the struggle between one's inner self and outward persona. Secondly, the power of love, central to Can't Win Me Back, is the potent theme of love, manifesting in various forms from romantic love to love betrayed. Marvin K. intricately weaves romance into the narrative, presenting it as both a healing force and a source of turmoil. The billionaire's pursuit of love under a concealed identity brings to the forefront the idea that love's true essence transcends material wealth and social status. However, the novel also does not shy away from portraying love's darker sides: jealousy, betrayal, and misunderstandings that can emerge even in the most passionate relationships. Through this dual lens, the reader is invited to explore the complexity of love and its capability to drive individuals towards both selflessness and deceit. The portrayal of love in the book vividly illustrates how it can be both the highest reward and the most punishing trial in one's life. Thirdly, deceit and its consequences. The theme of deceit permeates Can't Win Me Back, acting as both a catalyst for the plot and a moral quandary. The protagonist's decision to live a lie, though initially seen as a means to an end, gradually unveils a series of unforeseen repercussions. This exploration into the nature of deceit scrutinizes not only the immediate impact on relationships and personal integrity, but also the ripple effects that lies can have over time. Through various characters' responses to deceit, Marvin K. showcases the fragility of trust and the difficulty in reclaiming it once lost. Furthermore, the narrative delves into the psychological toll of maintaining a falsehood, both on the deceiver and the deceived, providing a multifaceted look at the emotional and ethical complexities that accompany the act of deception. Fourthly, the quest for redemption, in Can't Win Me Back, the journey towards redemption is portrayed as both arduous and enlightening. The billionaire protagonist, after being ensnared in the consequences of his initial deceit, embarks on a path to make amends and reclaim his true identity. This quest is fraught with challenges, as he must confront not only those he has wronged, but also his own internal conflicts. Marvin K.'s portrayal of redemption is nuanced, emphasizing that it is not merely an end goal, but a process that requires genuine introspection, the willingness to face uncomfortable truths, and the courage to change. Through the protagonist's evolution, readers are presented with a powerful narrative on the transformative nature of redemption and its capacity to heal and renew. Lastly, the role of wealth and status. The depiction of wealth and status in Can't Win Me Back serves as a double-edged sword, illustrating both their privileges and the isolation they can bring. Marvin K. uses the billionaire protagonist's experiences to explore the societal perceptions of wealth and the pressures to conform to certain standards. By choosing to live in disguise, the protagonist experiences life outside the confines of high society, revealing the superficiality and limitations of a life governed by status. Furthermore, The novel challenges the notion that wealth equates to happiness, presenting characters who find fulfillment and authenticity in simpler lives. Through this narrative, Marvin Kaye invites readers to contemplate the true value of wealth and status, and whether they contribute to or detract from one's sense of identity and happiness. In conclusion, Can't Win Me Back, Billionaire in Disguise. Volume 1 is an engrossing tale that weaves together themes of identity, love, deceit, redemption, and the true value of wealth and status. Readers who delight in romance, suspense, and character-driven stories will find this book particularly compelling. Marvin Kaye crafts a narrative that not only entertains, but also encourages reflection on deeper societal issues. It's a must-read for those intrigued by the complexities of living under a disguise, the power dynamics in relationships, and the personal growth that comes from confronting one's past mistakes. The book serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of authenticity, the transformative power of love, and the courage required to face the consequences of one's actions. It is an inspiring tale for anyone who has ever faced a moral dilemma or sought redemption in the face of adversity. If you would like to support Marvin Kaye, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.